BBC reporter Alan Johnston was freed today after being held in solitary confinement by Palestinian gunmen for 4 months in the Gaza Strip. Philippa Hitchin reports.
BBC correspondent Alan Johnston has described as fantastic being released after 114 days in captivity in the Gaza Strip. His kidnappers, a group called the Army of Islam, handed him over to Hamas authorities early on Wednesday morning. He told CNN that his days of captivity were grueling.
I never imagined that they would be able to keep me that long. I just felt Gaza was too small a place and so hard to keep a secret in Gaza, especially making a foreigner disappear like that.
The parents of Alan Johnston have said they are overjoyed to hear their son has been freed. Graham and Margaret Johnston said they never lost hope that they would see their son again.
We got the phone call late last night from the BBC, and we're absolutely overjoyed. It's been 114 days of a living nightmare.
British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said that Johnston's release was a result of several elements working together.
The release of Alan is the product of very close work between the government, the BBC, and leadership in the region. However, it's very important that I acknowledge the efforts of hundreds of thousands of people around the world who have signed the BBC website, journalists in many, many countries who have signed up to the campaign.
Johnston says he does not know if he will return to Gaza, telling reporters that after months of imprisonment, he just needs a break. I'm Philippa Hitchin.